When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. They're made specifically for you, and you don't even have to leave the house. We'll discuss more about Care Of later in the show, but use promo code ROSE at takecareof.com, and you're going to get 25% off your first month.
Oh,
upholstered
yeah.
Garage, though. Have you ever seen such a thing? It's like a tent that you could park your Honda Civic in. And I respect that. I'm back, fuckers. I'm no longer in Georgia. I'm home. I've gotten 2 hours of sleep. I'm in my gay pride rainbow outfit.
You are.
I've got rainbow shoes, rainbow shorts, and Own It Gorge from Queer Eye. Yeah, that's how you do it. I'm ready.
You're ready to party.
I'm ready to party. I'm ready to get curious. Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine, and I'm home. I am so happy to be home, even if we are about to break down the world's worst episode of The Bachelor in television history. It might be the worst episode of television in television history. Let's just cut right to it. My first guest made me laugh so hard when he was here. There was a tribe of women dancing
yes.
around. We were singing some kind of like, it's something living in the jungle.
Yes.
And I had a hood on, and then the meter reader came up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my next guest.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet.
It's a new one.
Guess what, Ralph? You think you're only getting one song, but I made you a second song that's better than the first song. Fuck yeah, Ralph. I brought you over the hill from the valley. That I say the valley, I call it the valley. That's what they call it when you don't live in the valley. But what I'm saying to you, Ralph, is I see you, I like you, I want to be your friend, and I want to live your lifestyle in your fancy house with your pretty wife and your muscle car. This is a different song than the first song that you heard, so deal with it. Bye.
Wow.
Wow. Ralph Garman, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that the new single?
That's my
is
new single.
Is that the new single
yeah,
off the
dropping.
Album?
That's
wow.
the new single. Did you like it?
Yeah, I like that one.
Did
Please,
it surprise
call
you?
Call in, kids. Request that.
Did you assume? You can also get your own song, guys, on Patreon. You can the Tennille Arts level. You can buy a song.
It's well worth it. Trust me.
Did you think that you were only going to get one song?
I figured I would have my usual theme song. Yes.
Yeah,
my usual. The one time you played that other
your,
one before.
It's your ringtone.
I'm flabbergasted, frankly. Flummoxed. Gobsmacked, as they say in the UK.
I was so excited that you said yes.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, I've been boycotting this season in general.
Yeah, no, I know.
In terms of commenting on it.
Okay,
because
great.
I'm so anti-Hannah.
Great.
That for you to ask me to come here
yeah.
on this particular episode where
yeah.
I can drive the nail in
yeah.
the coffin
you know
of this season, I am full of glee.
You want to know what I want to tell you, Ralph? If you'd come last week,
mm-hmm.
if you'd flown to Atlanta and done it with me in my Airbnb the week before,
yeah,
I would have thought, hey, hater, back it off. She's fun. But now, after last night, I'm like, say whatever you want.
There we go.
I am not into her.
Right.
I hate this season. I hated that. I was all in, and I hate it.
All right.
Across the table from me. First of all, fringe jacket, vintage.
Yes.
Great.
Wow.
Okay. There's a woman. Not only is she the Secretary of State, not only is she my friend, she also might have a theme song. She's a Secretary of the State.
Yes. She bought me masks with my own face. I love her. I've traveled with her. I think that I might break into her house in Los Angeles, and that's not. I love her, Miss Paget Brewster. Don't say a pun around her. She'll call you a serial killer, but then she'll say, my name is Paget Brewster. I'm the Secretary of State, and I will go on Amazon, and I'll buy you a one-piece bathing suit. I love her. I need her. She's my friend.
Yeah. Great.
Wow.
Talis, also, will you loan me $70,000? It's Paget Brewster. Yay!
I love that song so much.
I really felt like I was in the zone when I was
you
recording
were so
this album.
In the zone.
You are in the wrong line of work, young lady.
Oh my
I
God.
Should be a musician.
Absolutely.
I should be a musician.
You are a musician.
Thank
That's
you.
True.
Thank
You're
you.
A songwriter.
I'm like Mark Ronson. I'm like a producer. I like it's like me and Lady Gaga next. I'm gonna win an Emmy, a Grammy, all of that.
EGOT. Let's
EGOT.
For
I'm
the
gonna
EGOT.
EGOT. Katie, hi.
Hi.
All right, everybody. It's my first episode home. Let's just get to it.
All right.
What in, pardon my French, and if there's children listening, turn it down, because what in the holy fuck last night? What? Okay, I flew home last night. I watched it at midnight. I know it aired Monday. I was so excited. I've been working all week, like waiting for this episode. Mm. All in. She finally let him go last week in Scotland. What the fuck was last night? Thoughts? I have thoughts.
I think the contract has been broken.
Meaning?
Well, I was promised something.
Yeah.
Mm.
Beginning in 2002.
I respect
and
you.
And it has slowly evolved.
Right.
Bachelor Nation, Bachelor, right. Bachelorette.
Great. Right.
But, and I'm angry.
No,
and
I
understand there are terrible things going on in the world.
No,
and
I get
because
it.
There are terrible things going on in the world, that's why we need our
we
show
need
to be what our show is.
Right.
Can I just say,
we need dependable comfort
changed.
Food to get through the nightmare
yeah,
that is reality.
Now, we were promised a premise.
Yes, anding you and just hearing you because I respect you and I respect your conspiracies. Here's what I'm going to agree with you on. I'm going to just throw this out there, table this, guys. I'm wondering if it started with Ari and then that filming too long of the Becca breakup and then going into Colton who like – he let her go and like there's and then even with the Rachel season where Rachel like they brought out Peter and they broke up at the commercial break and then all of a sudden it was very anticlimactic. There was no guessing of who it was going to be. Like there's been like three funky ones in the last
year
and a half.
There was funk though well before that.
There was funk where
the final rose, I forget which guy it was. They're married now, but he came out and said, I made the wrong choice.
Jason.
Can we bring her back? Because this isn't working out and I let the wrong one go.
But he married her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they have two kids.
But there's been funkiness involved in this. It's been a messy show for as long as it's been around. But it's never been as purposefully sort of, to what Padgett said, deceitful and sort of breaking their own rules in the sense of what they promise you the show will be, as there has this season on multiple occasions, not just last night.
I think, first of all, and we'll get to what my first statement, we can put a pin in it. I fear now, like, oh, Luke's going to win. Like, obviously Luke's going to win is what I think. But number two, because she's like a broken record with him. But beyond that, like that episode that nothing happened in.
When have you ever seen a half-hour recap and bloopers reel mid-season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette? It seems like they gave up and said, well, the show's over. Let's just throw this half-hour filler in.
And of the things that, okay, here's what, they didn't even pretend like they filmed, like, so wait a minute. You're telling me you're in Latvia, but then you're back at the mansion and he's saying earlier tonight, but they're like not even pretending that it's in Latvia. You're like, clearly we're in Calabasas.
They were in the mansion. Yeah,
of course.
They're
like, so
they show the outside.
So it's like, why are you saying earlier tonight? And here was my theory. My theory was they picked a girl a woman who clearly had some psychological, who would freeze and lacked tools to deal in life.
If only there was some indicator that that's what she was before they chose her. An entire fucking season's worth of television where you could say, she is not a functional human being. Yeah. She should not be a choice for this show.
I think this entire episode was literally that ABC talking The Bachelorette crazy, crazy train off the ledge. And she's so locked and loaded on Luke P that it's like she can't even pretend to carry it. She's so obsessed with it, she can't even do the charade of the rest of the show.
But it doesn't seem like they actually like stopped filming or anything. It almost seemed like a trick, like they wanted us to think that they stopped filming because she freaked out. Mm-hmm. Like they thought we were so stupid. Because like if you look at like the next week, I mean, it looks like they just pick up right where they left off.
Right.
Right.
So I don't think they actually like stopped filming or anything.
Oh,
so
no, they didn't.
Yeah, the whole thing
this
is
this was an afterthought that they inserted into the show.
So like something must happen that they're like, well, we need to explain this shit.
It was so
But all
filler.
They explained was what we had seen up to that point.
Almost,
they showed nothing new.
It almost yeah, felt like, remember
know.
When she was
Are
fun?
You ready to go on with the journey now was the final question of that yeah. half an hour interview. But and like, she said, yeah, I don't give up. Yeah. Let's go back to the show now.
That's the thing I'm saying. Did they think we were so stupid that we were like, oh, yeah, she's totally just going to give up and not going to do it.
When, oh my
like,
God.
We obviously know that she does.
And there's like cheering up a child. I'm like, remember, you liked Tyler, right? Tyler's yeah. cute, right? She's so obsessed with Luke. They're like, remember, you had fun with Peter. What about Peter?
I think they were reminding the audience that there were other guys on the show besides Luke P who she was obsessing about. I think that's the reason they did it.
Do you think this was shot after?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
because after the whole series.
Yes.
You think they added, it's almost 40 minutes.
I mean, it's
of a recap interview as though they didn't have enough material.
It's definitely at the mansion. I mean, they
I believe that.
Yeah, so it must have been after.
They had to fly home.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you think it was at the end of the season to say we now need to start steering this ship into this possible dramatic?
They looked at their edit. They looked at their edit and they said we need
because she's so clear. Yeah. There's nowhere to go.
Reshoot. It was a reshoot
at the end of the series.
Yeah, for sure.
That they put into
for
episode
sure.
3.
100%.
What are we on? 3 or 4?
Later. It's like 6.
We're on
like,
6
what,
now.
What track was it going on? Like, is it trying to direct us away from Luke P? Like that, I'm confused about because it's so.
I also think they had a big 40-minute hole in their episode.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Why did they need that filler?
Yeah, what happened
also,
in Latvia?
Like, we're still missing footage.
Yes.
When she went to the hospital and they didn't go with her, they should have milked that for 40 minutes.
I think
minutes.
She had a panic attack. By the
when
way, also have a
left.
Show with an
no
IV.
Exit interview.
No. How about the fact that they actually had footage and didn't show it, but they showed it last night of Luke P. Just Lucas getting back in the game and him picking him up.
They
showed it last night, but not the first time.
They did. You just had to rewind because I actually rewound and I watched for
that
it. It's only one shot where
at the rugby game where he drives him to the
Lucas,
ground. Yeah, they showed that the first time.
But like that angle, that angle was so clear. That angle last.
No, it was just so quick the first time because I literally rewound it and watched.
I felt like it was
again.
A different camera. Okay, do you guys think? I think Luke. I now think Luke P is gonna win.
And like, there's this, like,
that's what I was
make
thinking,
it
but
seem better and, like,
they
make
must
it
be
palatable.
Trying. That's what I'm saying.
They
must
to,
be trying
because they had Garrett last year with all
the other
scandal,
way.
And they don't want another Garrett situation. That they're so she's picking like an abuser,
people
like a fucking psychopath.
Literally revolt, and especially, I mean,
they must know
ahead,
that.
But showing the coming up and how he acts,
he shames her about
like
sex. Her, yeah,
like that's insane. To
but
me. First,
are
all,
we sure
sex.
That's him?
He says that he was on camera.
He says something about like
the marital bed has to stay pure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's the worst.
I hate him.
I hate her now too. I mean, I don't hate her. I'm out. She lost me last night.
I am.
She
not
lost me.
I just don't get why you keep him when nothing was said for.
That's the thing. Was
this whole uncomfortable? Also,
she wants to bone him.
What is her? It's not a speech impediment.
She says with things with a K, like I've been thinking.
Everything.
I've been
frustrating.
I've been thinking a lot about.
Everything ends in a K. Like
everything
Colonel
ends in a
Clink.
K. Everything ends in a K.
Is there like a southern accent?
He was singing.
I'm.
And this is
everything is almost baby talk.
Yeah.
With like a vocal fry and a southern accent slapped on top of it.
Well, I was thinking. I was thinking last night.
So, I was thinking about that.
You know?
Well,
you guys have
She's
to trust me
and
know that I am a grown woman and I am capable of making a decision
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been in beauty pageants since right. she was a kid. She's been trained to like talk. So that
like
be
a German?
We'll go.
Yes.
Like a German.
She was in Nazi beauty pageants. I don't know if we mentioned that or not.
Do you think Luke P is going to win? Who do you think is going to win? I think it's Luke P. 100.
See, now I don't think it's Luke P. Ooh. Now I think it's that kind of preppy looking guy.
Tyler. He's hot as shit.
Is Jed the musician out of the running already?
Jed. Well, did you know that Jed is a stripper?
I thought
Jed
he was a Nashville singer songwriter. Yeah, I saw that.
That
what?
Yeah.
In People. It wait. Wasn't reality Steve.
Wait,
it was
what?
In People.
It's like, on all the blogs.
Yes. Wait a minute. Tell me everything.
He was dating a girl when he left for to like, go for
oh,
the show.
He's so thirsty. That's what we were afraid of.
And he told her, this is just good for my career. This will make us stronger at the end. And the girl was like, yeah, I was like reading the spoiler blogs, like waiting for him to come home. And then finally, when he came home, we ran into each other. And I was like, what happened? He goes, I don't know. And then he just walks away.
Oh, my God. Because remember when we were doing draft picks, we thought, oh, he's just there to get his album out. And he was.
Yeah, and he like literally said this like to her. Like they like went to the Bahamas or some shit.
But he
right
called
he
himself
left.
Out. But
when
he
got back, apparently, he didn't look up the old girlfriend.
Yeah, she ran into him, I guess.
Right. And she said, why didn't you call me? And it's like, I didn't know what to say, which makes me think
maybe
he was the guy.
I mean, I like him, even though
he's one of the least objectionable ones.
He's boring and basic.
I like Tyler.
I love Tyler.
I think Tyler's a little dumb.
He has an MBA.
No, he's so fucking smart.
He has an MBA.
He has an MBA, and he played for
the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens.
Like he actually played, and he doesn't talk about it all the time.
He got injured. Mm.
I think he's a fucking gem.
And his Instagram is actually really funny.
It's
he does really,
really
funny stories. I actually think he's not a dum-dum.
No, I think he's
That's
really
so
smart.
Weird,
well,
he's
I
too
thought
good
he was
kind of
dumb, but I started getting the feeling.
Yeah.
The other night that Tyler's the one who
I
might
hope he
actually
because
I've been
be.
All I think it's going to be Luke P because she's so damaged.
Why is she so into him?
He can do anything and she just won't pull the trigger to end that relationship.
Really?
Okay.
And I guess it's sex. But I guess it's a sexual thing
is.
Because
it's
she
chemical.
Was giving him massages on night two.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Shirtless.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
By
so
the
I
way,
assume it's chemical. Yeah.
The way that when he was like walking out
oh
and
my
he
God.
Would lift and then he just like turned around.
In the
okay,
forest.
Wait, here we go. Here we go.
He's going to murder her.
Here we go. So we're back. Oh we have God. We can't give so we see them in Scotland can't give Luke P a rose and he's like I'm confused
and by the way speaking of breaking the rules either you get the rose and you stay
or you don't get the rose
and you go get your suitcase and you get the hell out
that,
what
oh
is
my God.
What
yeah.
is this
somebody emailed us somebody,
I don't like it
somebody emailed us something really great which was they read somewhere that the episode last week was supposed to be a 2-on-1 with Luke S. and Luke P. It was set up like a 2-on-1 and that Luke S. took himself out, but somebody was supposed to be left by a cliff, like, and that he took himself out, so then it became a 1-on-1. But it felt like around the right time for the 2-on-1.
Yeah, you're right. And they were against each other. But also when Luke S. took himself out, no exit interview. Nothing.
I'm wondering
you saw it at a distance in the hallway,
we got to see nothing.
But now that somebody's saying it was supposed to be the 2-on-1, maybe the producers are like, come on, man. Like, maybe it was him fighting with the producers and them trying to make him stay and him being like, I'm out of here. And them trying to lure, like, maybe it was too many on-air producers trying to convince him to stay.
It doesn't feel like anyone's producing it, frankly.
Except for those hikers that she ran into by the cliff.
Yeah, how about when she runs off and goes, can you tell him to say other things than what he's saying now? Can we get another take on this? Can you show him the script?
The female producer laughed.
He's not understanding.
Laughed at her.
He's not understanding my emotions. Just like,
can you explain that to me?
I think there's been more producers on this show than ever before. There always seem to be looming.
This is the first season. This is the first season without Elon.
Elon Gale.
He's gone.
No wonder it's gone to the show.
We need Elon.
But I do kind of like that they're giving them more freedom. It does make it feel more real to me, I think.
Yeah.
I think it feels more real.
Agreed. It does.
Really in what way? Like a television show? Like it's really a television show versus...
Well, just showing her like sitting there bored out of her fucking mind and like mad and swearing and like...
I love how horny she is. I am 100% in on how horny she is. Okay, so then they're talking, and she's like, it took me raising my voice. I'm so frustrated tonight. And he was like, I'm frustrated too. And he was like, I'm just going to stand right here. She's like, scream. He's like, I'm going to scream out here and yell. That was my bad. Oh, I can't even. It was watching him cross 2 feet away to like kind of yell when he's clearly a serial killer. He's a serial killer. His dead eyes. He gets shark eyes, Ralph.
Yeah, he's an animal.
Okay, so then, and then he's like, you have to go home tonight. It felt so fake, though. I felt like I was watching like an episode of like Loving. Like not even General Hospital, not even All My Children. It was like Ryan's Hope or Loving. Yeah. And they were like acting it out.
One of those stuff only lasted a couple seasons before they pulled
it.
It
was like the half hour one, not the hour.
Yeah, the B team.
Yeah, and then like, and so like I felt like they were acting it out and he walked away and then... Why was she still lurking around by the fire, just thinking on her settee? And then he like, then he comes back like whistling Chad, like
he's like Heathcliff over the moors.
Yes, exactly. That's what it was supposed to be with his
so
pink satin lined dinner jacket, and she's in the window, candlelit,
pink satin lined dinner jacket.
I couldn't. But also,
what
like,
are you doing here? You're supposed to be gone.
I'm surprised from a production.
Oh, sure.
Standpoint.
Right.
Why they didn't have the hulking chauffeur go into the Inverness mansion and take his suitcase out.
Because
then the guys really would have been
pissed off.
You know what? Yeah. Maybe have a point, Katie, that it is more real because they're not producing it. Which to
Elon,
me is
I miss Elon. I miss Elon.
I want the illusion. I want the illusion of the show. Yes. I want the story it tells me.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
I kind of like this.
Oh, I am
unpredictable.
I'm so angry at her right now.
Sporadic.
She's like a girlfriend that's like, you know what? I can't give you advice on this. Like, clearly you're going to go back to this fucking guy that we all hate. I can't hang out with you anymore. Either do it or don't do it. But our lunches at the 101 are done. I can't have another fucking breakfast burrito and hear about Danny the drummer. Like, I can't do it.
This comes from prior experience.
Dude, you've never been held hostage by a woman who has got like a dog with a bone. I'm like, I don't know. And then you're like, yeah, I should leave him. Yeah, everybody thinks you should leave him. We got back together.
I love him.
I can't. Yeah. I love him. Okay, so then, he goes, I love this woman and I care so much about her and I don't want to go home. Hannah was right. I wanted to be perfect and nothing is going to stop me.
Was this his confessional in the church as he was kneeling there before God?
This was him walking, talking to himself. I see her and I'm like, yes, that's what I want. This is my fault. And then it went on and on. And then she's like, it was the same date. She was like, yeah, show me this guy. It's like, this has been the guy that's been here the whole fucking date. It's the same guy, but you still want to fuck him.
Right.
Side note, somebody sent us an email. Let's just get to something fun. Somebody sent us an email last week that Peter Pilot, was a child actor, and that he was in a PSA about don't text and drive, and they compiled a clip of, we should put it on our Facebook page. They compiled for us a clip of all of his scenes. He's not really a child actor. He was like a teen actor. But he's a failed actor.
Yeah, he was in like Days of Our Lives or something too. He was in like one episode.
He's in Passions. He's in Loving. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think he'll get a shot anywhere now?
I mean, he's like post Instagram stories.
Peter Pilot.
And, yeah. Pictures of him like flying for Delta. He flies for Delta all the time.
Wow.
Which that'd be so excited. I have to fly Delta all the time now.
Do you still think he's going to be the Bachelor? I think if Luke doesn't win, I think if Tyler doesn't win, Tyler could be the Bachelor.
I think Peter could still be the Bachelor. I'm still holding on to that.
I feel you're
a pilot.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Really?
He's a pilot.
Drip.
I hope not. I need somebody with sex appeal.
Mike would be great.
I think Mike is the most. Yeah. Entertaining, interesting, attractive guy on that
reasonable,
show.
Intelligent.
Yes. He seems like he's got his shit together.
But he's so great with the guys. He had no game on the date.
No.
So you want to...
Oh, that hurt.
So you want him, like, who he is in the house. He's so hot. He's
and
so
smooth,
cool. In the house. With
confident.
Him dealing with Luke, him dealing with the other guys. Like, he's a fucking blast. Him on the date is like a giggling 8-year-old, like...
That's no one you want to go on a date with.
Well, that may be a reflection on the chemistry between the two of them and her.
He was too nervous
well.
And giggly.
It was that weird date where
it's a lady boner killer.
You cannot fuck that guy.
You can't fuck him. It's like you wanted to fuck him, and then you're like, ooh, be cool. And like, I'm not even cool. And if I'm saying that, it's not
true.
Cool.
Yeah, and that it seemed to be how she felt a little bit.
Yeah, it was like, it'd be like, it's like, oh my God, like, give me a little bit of a thrill of a chase. Like, it's so like, you're so nervous.
He was like.
Skipping and coy. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. And he's like so fucking.
Go away.
He's so cool. He's so cool with the guys. Like, where's that guy?
Yeah. It's weird that the beauty pageant from Alabama hasn't had any real chemistry with the African American bachelors in the house.
I know.
It's strange, isn't it?
I know.
Who could see that coming?
I know. So then he goes, he goes, guess what? I want to marry you. You seriously are the one. And then they just talked and started. I'm out now. The fact that she kept him, I'm done with her. I don't care. I don't like her. Fine. You know what? You deserve each other. Have
doesn't
fun in your fucked
you
up.
Doesn't strike deeply damaged?
Yes.
Goods?
Yes.
Like, she doesn't have the emotional or intellectual wherewithal to deal with this show and what it takes in order to navigate this many personalities and relationships. She just doesn't have it.
I want the guys to turn on her of like, you know what? Because oh like this guy also, this fucking little, like this little tool comes back to the mansion. He also has no game. He walked through the door, but he's such a psycho that he just twists it. He goes, I got no rose. She told me it was the worst one-on-one. We didn't get anywhere. I didn't get a rose. She still wants me to be here. And then...
At the end of the date, he kind of added that they worked some
stuff
out.
Yeah, they worked it out.
Yeah.
And then Garrett made the error. Clearly, the producers are like, oh, shit, we need a two-on-one still. We lost Luke S.
So fight now, with someone else.
So now they're like, Garrett, why don't you... you're the protector of this, Garrett. So I think they're teeing him up to be the two-on-one of Garrett going... Did you put talk about us? Like that whole thing.
You missed Luke P's my favorite line of his, where he goes, I want to move mountains for you.
Oh my God,
which
that guy.
The worst acting I've ever heard.
Yeah.
In my entire life. It was so terrible.
I have it right there. I want to move mountains for you. I hate this. I can't stand this. I feel like I haven't had one day with you. And she said, I am so thankful for this. I feel like they finally get to see someone who's real. Because I genuinely want to marry you.
The more he bellows and thumps his chest, the more she thinks he's being real for some reason.
He's showing emotion.
That's the ultimate. That's an ideal reaction to something. Is the way he behaves.
She just fell for that heartwarming twinkle she felt up when he immediately said, "I'm in love with you."
He did. It was
she
that
she can't get off that drug.
It was
that's it.
It was that moment
that's
on that
where she was sold
on that stage, like a beauty pageant in front of
to
everyone,
say in front of an audience.
Everyone.
Oh, what a win!
Day one.
Yeah, you're absolutely. It were his. He guessed so right. Whoever had pulled that move won. And
it happened to be him.
Which is a psycho move to pull.
Yeah.
I would run screaming for the hills.
It's insane.
It's insane. So then we have Garrett goes, you realize I don't trust you. And then Mike goes, this is hella annoying, which I enjoyed. And there Garrett goes, just be a man about it, bro. Just be a man about it. For once, just like be a man. And he's like, you guys have to try. He interrupts everybody. He's like, Can I just talk for a second?
I'll answer your question.
Yeah.
But I didn't put your name in my mouth. But she told us you did. Okay, I said a few names. But, I mean, he's impossible to follow.
And then he was so crazy that he's like, I appreciate your apology, Garrett. And if I lose, it's Garrett's fault. It's like, you're such a piece of shit.
Drama, which I usually live for in the house, is now exhausting
it's
to me.
Petty.
These guys sitting around bitching at each other, it's first of all unseemly.
And
it's unmanly, and it's shitty.
Well, she has nice guys, and she clearly wants to hump a serial killer. And like they're stuck, they have to go through this charade, and they distract her, but she's just like, her head goes right back. This is right, like there's nobody else even in her sight lines.
And for her, first of all, in the previous episode, this episode, to talk about how these guys are sniping at each other and attacking each other, given what she did with that other beauty pageant contestant last season.
Kaylin.
She was making animal noises and talking about how she was going to destroy her and stuff. You would think, if anything, she would have some empathy for the situation these guys are in.
She was that.
And attack it from another vantage point and try to talk them off the ledge a little bit. Instead of stomping back in the room and screaming at them to be quiet.
Stick to your lane.
It. Yeah, stick to your lane.
You guys keep talking.
All right, what's going on?
So that Hannah Beast, I have to show you guys. I got two presents in the mail when I got home.
All right.
Close your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So I got back from Atlanta last night after being gone for a while, and Sandy Christensen, who is a podcast fan, she sent us some of those mugs. She made us... A Hannah Beast pillow.
That's remarkable.
It's beautiful. Hannah mid, creature scream.
Yes, right out of the jungle.
Honestly, a picture of her.
What might be my favorite item of clothing. I thought my cat sneakers were my number one favorite item of clothing. I'm going to pull these out and let Ralph describe what I'm showing you.
All right.
Read that. Oh, my God.
Wow, you can call me John Paul Jones.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops with John Paul Jones' face arranged as flowers on the flip-flops.
Truly, is that not the best thing you have ever seen? I'm going to give a shout-out. What is the name of this company? Is it on the back?
It's remarkable.
There's a sticker.
What's the name of this company?
It doesn't say.
No?
Oh.
Sublimination flip-flops.
I'm going to figure it out. Yeah. I'm going to figure it out.
Are there these are one-offs, or is this something that exists?
I think you can buy these. Is
you just kind of put in your design and they make them for you?
Is this not the greatest?
That's amazing. That's
I don't know if you have a store, Sandy Christensen, but...
We'll take a photo.
It is
those
truly... You can call me John Paul. My name is John Paul Jones. My friend called me John Paul Jones, and you can call me John. These are the greatest flip-flop. I couldn't believe it.
Can I get an Always Be Chad swimsuit to go with those?
Yes. Yeah. Always Be Cam.
Always Be Cam, rather.
Oh, my God. An Always Be Cam, like a Speedo with, like, cams just, like on your ween.
Mm-hmm.
That...
Right off covering my package.
That is... Would be really great. And then right on the crack, right, Pity Rose. And then I even had to...
I had a 10-month-old puppy.
I had to rehouse my dog. Yeah. Can you believe it, Padgett?
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Because I know you love a fun gift.
I do. And it's... do they make those? Are there more pairs of those? Do you send
Sandy,
your own design in?
Sandy. Padgett needs a pair of You Can Call Me John Paul Jones flip-flops.
Oh, my
And I have
God.
A feeling Rookie of the Year needs a pair. They're so fucking crazy. Okay. So then... We have, she came in her like sassy dress and Mike goes, you know, you look good. And then she said, my faith is really important to me, you guys. And the Lord placed a verse on my heart yesterday.
I almost screamed out loud.
What?
When she said that.
I did.
I want to move mountains. Is that what you're going to scream?
Yeah, I was going to
scream move
that.
Mountains
yes.
for you. And she goes, She goes, I want to focus on the seen and the unseen. What's hard to share? So then Garrett goes, he's the first stop, and he's like, okay, I'm excited to communicate with you. I'm excited to have a one-on-one. And he's like, okay, let me just... But then you never talk about the other guy with your one-on-one. You can't be that little bitch.
Nope.
And he did it. Mm-hmm. It's the toddler. And because I think the the producers, they're tired. They're feeding them alcohol. And the producers are winding him up to be the new Lucas for a two-on-one. Mark my words, 2-on-1, Garrett and
Luke
P.
He had no reason to do that. They had a great conversation. She even was like, I'm really into you. Like, I want to get to know you more.
Yeah.
Like, they had a really good
connection. Guy is choking.
And he blew it.
He blew it. He's like, your 1-on-1 with Luke? Did he leave all of us out of it? Because he did say Mike Leams and Devin and Dylan. And he was like, oh, okay.
But she goes, I brought them up. Like, I provoked it out of him. They brought them up. He brought them up because I was asking.
Yeah.
Which I thought was good on her part.
Yes,
she was
I agree.
And him just bringing them up.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so then they go in for the kiss. Connor walks up right as total cock block. And then.
Whoops.
Yeah, my bad. And then Garrett was just obsessed, and he was just stirring the shit, and then he goes back, and he immediately tattles and kind of twists it.
Because he doesn't mention what she said.
Right. Yeah.
He mentions how...
That she said she brought it up.
Yeah. She just said that you talked about these three guys. Why'd you say that? You fucking lied.
And the guys are like, what'd you say? What'd you say,
it
buddy?
Made me really dislike Garrett.
Me too. It was a little bitch move. Yeah.
It was a real moment of weakness on his part, for sure. It made him look weak by doing that.
Mm-hmm. I think he got played by the new Elon.
He might
have. Belon.
I get the sense. Whoever it is, though, I've never seen the inner workings, the machinations behind the scenes as nakedly as I've seen this season in terms of how they're trying to manipulate the storyline. They're usually pretty much slicker about it.
I think we are seeing the lack of like a seasoned producer.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
I think there's younger people that are fans of the show that are now running it, and we
don't get the nuance part.
I miss Elon.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
he's gone. Yeah.
That's what my heart was missing.
Yeah. Now you
there's
know.
There's an Elon-sized hole in your heart.
That this journey wasn't the same. It's not the same
not the
without
same.
Elon.
It's not the Elon. If you are ever listened to this,
Elon,
it's not.
Was a bunch of comedians.
It is not the same. He
your
follows
fabulous
me.
Fabulous beard.
Yes, he's got
your
his cute
beanies.
Girlfriend that always did. She always
Molly
did.
Quinn.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Oh,
fantastic. They're like in love.
Jeez,
she's
Louise
the best.
Hoppers.
She's a bot.
It was a long time.
She was Castle's daughter.
We would do
Thrilling Adventure Hour
with her. So then Hannah was like, I'm so frustrated. You have to stop. So then they were fighting, and then they went back to fighting, and she's downing Chardonnay glasses. She's like, I'm aware, okay? I'm aware that you don't like him, okay? But I'm tired of hearing screaming. I'm so frustrated. I'm frustrated as fuck. Stay in your lane. You stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane is when I would have gotten up and walked out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have said, you know what? This fuck really isn't for me. No.
Good.
Best of luck, everybody. I'm like Vegas. I'm the dealer at the blackjack table going on break. Good luck, everybody.
I'm
going on break.
I feel like the guy should revolt. Like, yeah. I feel like she's
stay
so,
in your lane.
She's so insane, and she didn't do that with Kaylin. And it's like she's so bonkers that it's like I would just be like, nobody stands a chance now. And all she wants to do is think or talk about Luke Pate. He's going to win.
But she yells at all of them. I'm sick of the yelling. Walks out of the room, listens in from upstairs.
Waits to get enraged again.
Motherfuckers! Walks back down the stairs.
While with a producer.
And starts screaming at
What did I tell you about yelling?
Oh, my God. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Never going to the Cape again, you kids.
Oh, my gosh. You were going to focus on me.
You have ruined this vacation for everyone.
She's like, none of you've gotten to know me. None of you know anything about me and what makes me me. All we do is talk about stupid shit. I don't want to talk to anybody. And then Tyler's like, this is bullshit. This bullshit's on all of us. We are messing this up completely. Tyler,
petty,
you're my favorite.
We've been petty.
He's my favorite. And then Garrett was like, I was petty. And then Stupid Luke goes, I personally appreciate that.
I appreciate your apology.
I appreciate your apology.
Go!
That's exactly what.
And then.
Garrett's feeling. Not what I was talking about at all.
Oh, I know.
Luke.
The look on his face is like.
But he can't yell at him.
No.
Garrett is.
She's already yelled at them twice for yelling
at him.
She's
got a glass to the wall like an old 40s movie.
If any of those motherfuckers start yelling, I'm going to walk in there and lose my shit. Think.
I mean. I feel like there was, like, not even anything to talk about from that.
No.
Okay, so then here we go. So then we have the creepiest thing of all. They dust off the corpse of Chris Harrison, who
How
comes out.
How dare you, man.
He looked like he'd been napping. He looked like they'd woken him up, and he
oh,
was
for
like,
sure.
He was like, hey, how's everything going?
Hey,
he's
okay?
in the Ritz-Carlton, 35 miles
going?
Away from
how's
that
everything
house.
Going?
He was taking a swim, doing a golf.
Yeah.
They had to chopper him in like a medevac unit.
They clearly did, because
They lowered him in a basket from the helicopter.
They have a red phone. They're like, oh, God, we got a car.
The Harris signal goes up in the sky, and he has to hop into the Harris mobile.
Oh, my God. And he's like, it's your party. And she's like, party's over. And he's like, this is 100% Garrett's fault. Dustin, Dylan. It was just. So then they had the rose ceremony. And then she cuts everybody and she goes, okay, guys, now we talk. Mm. I am so mad.
Can we talk about who she cut?
Yeah.
Because, like, she cut Devin, which I thought was unfair because he kind of came off as the bad guy in that whole altercation, even though they didn't show us. He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He was just told that his name came up and he was like, oh, did it? And that was, like,
Nothing.
All he did.
Yeah.
But somehow he came off as a bad guy. And I thought he was super hot and he seemed nice. And then she cut him.
Well, let's hope he's in paradise. And we're going to read the sanctioned. I don't read spoilers. Don't email me spoilers. But I do.
It's on People.
But we're going to read the People magazine, the safe names that have been announced for Paradise. That's coming up.
All right. Stay tuned.
Do we need to take a break, Katie?
Yes. Let's take an ad break. Really
we'll be
quick.
Right back after this message.
This episode is brought to you by Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. Make health and wellness a top priority with the help of Care Of's monthly subscription vitamin service. Whether you're focused on glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally being healthy. It's super cool. They make you these little packs. You take this quiz online. They ask you about your diet. They ask you about your health goals, lifestyle choices. It takes like 5 minutes and then you find out about your personal scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. And then they send your Care Of box that's been totally personalized for you right to your door every month. And there's personalized daily packs. They have your name on it. They have little inspirational quotes on it. It's great for a busy on the go lifestyle. It makes it easy to take them and stay healthy. I've said this every time, but I did a horror movie last fall. We were all night shoots, so it's like getting no sleep, up all night, and the flu was going around, and I was taking my vitamins, and I was the only person who did not get sick, and I always get sick. So I really think that this stuff works. Care of also now offers protein powders available in individual packets for on the go and tubs, all personalized to your fitness goals and dietary preferences. So I am a fan of this company. I really liked it. I think this stuff is healthy, it's good, it's easy. If you don't, even if you're not traveling and you don't feel like, you know, going every day like and opening all the different bottles, it's like, I know I took everything, I know I'm staying healthy. They're great. So for 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code ROSE. Again, that's takecareof.com and promo code ROSE for 25% off your first month. Okay, we're back. Look, yeah, you want some nuts? We're not allowed to eat nuts.
I've heard. There's a nut ban.
I really...
You know what? Hey, don't offer the nuts if the nuts can't be eaten, frankly, as a hostess.
It's a test. It's a Grimm's fairy tale type test for you, Ralph.
Yeah, somebody...
The moral of the story is never eat the nuts.
Dude, I got... Somebody did the craziest, like... I mean, we know. And I even say on air, don't eat the nuts. I say we're not going to eat on air. And then somebody scolded me like I was a two-year-old... This one made me angry. Listen, I'll read.
Who was the guilty party? Do you know exactly who ate the nuts?
No.
I don't know who ate the nuts because I always tell people not to eat the nuts.
I'm like really careful about that.
I don't know where they're here, Ralph. I really don't. It doesn't feel
like a poor choice of snacks if 50% of what you're offering me is something I can't eat.
I know, but I do it like I feel like if beforehand, if your blood sugar is low, you can shovel in some nut. Anna likes the nut.
Well,
Anna
bring
likes
out
the nut.
A she's bottle like, of insulin and some syringes.
She's on air. She's really careful.
She knows she's careful. Listen to this. Listen to this review and this. No, that's not it. They deleted it. Okay, so basically the gist was, I used to like this podcast, but I can't listen anymore because of all the eating. Arden, you're not a 5-year-old. School your eating habits. And I thought,
wow,
dude. You're listening to this for free. I work hard. I've had a hard fucking year, Dick. If I need to eat some fucking nuts because my like, are you really scolding me?
It's a hell
like,
of a reason to abandon a show that you like too. By the way,
like
if there's one more lip smack, I am out of here.
Yeah,
that's the line they've drawn in the podcast listening.
And it drew, and they literally said, "Arden, you're not a child."
Yeah,
like they said, it was like, "Well, then you're not my dad, dude." Like, why?
Snap.
They did delete it. They did delete it. I thought I was rude, and I appreciate that you deleted it.
Well, I won't eat the nuts.
Okay, me neither. All right, so we're back, and she goes, well, guess what? We're going to have a fresh start. We're going to Latvia!
Yeah!
Riga!
Is that where your
country
family's from?
Country of romance.
My grandma grew up right in the middle of Riga.
Have you been there?
No, I have not. I've always wanted to go. She had to flee during the Holocaust.
Okay.
And she moved to New York, which she did go back once it was safe, obviously. And yeah, I've always wanted to go there. And I was like,
cute.
I was like, first of all, like when I tell people that like my grandma's from Latvia, most people don't even know that's a fucking country.
Yeah.
And so I was like shocked. Yeah. I was like texting everyone in my family. Being like, I texted my dad who doesn't watch it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, they're in fucking Riga. Like what?
They were
happening
in my hometown in Little Compton.
Yes.
2 weeks ago, they were in my hometown, and they didn't put a chyron.
And my sister put it on. She was so excited. My mom was like, isn't this where your grandma's from? And I'm like, yes.
Latvia sounds like a fictional country that the Mission Impossible Force would have to go into to rescue some American diplomat or something.
Do you love that?
Very small. It's like connected to the Ukraine or Russia, because she spoke Latvian and Russian. My grandma did. And
it's just like it's up sort of near Scandinavia, but closer to Russia.
Yeah.
But your whole family is now so excited.
Yeah. Like my
in
dad was
different parts
like,
of the United States.
And then,
and then they were ready to go. And then they're like, let's go back to Calabasas and just shoot it from 20 seconds.
2 seconds.
It looked
and
cute.
I'm so excited to see it. I really hope next week they're back there because I want to
see
more.
I hope so. I thought so too.
They'd have to be.
They'll go back.
So she's talking to Chris Harrison. He is like, bruises all over his face. If you look closely, there was like bruising.
Oh, it looked like he had a black eye.
Yeah, there was like,
eye.
I was like, did Chris Harrison get filler like right before
did he
this
do
or
Botox?
Something?
That
I don't
bruises.
Know.
That bruises.
It didn't look like Botox, but like there was bruising all over his face.
Maybe
with, like,
his dominatrix didn't listen to the safe word. That's what I'm guessing at the
or
hotel.
Or Hannah. It could be Hannah.
Could have been, yeah.
They really had chemistry. They had
not the face. I told you not the face.
I'm going to punch you in the face, Chris Harrison. So then she.
You think they had chemistry?
I felt like she had more. He had more chemistry, like with Chris Harrison, than she had with anybody else.
Yep.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Right?
When she was first crying in the
he was holding her.
When he brought her in for that embrace.
They did. He's in his dark suit. She's in the white dress.
Yes, he was holding her. He was holding her.
Very much holding her. And then it occurred to me.
I want Chris Harrison to win.
I believe the Bachelorette. There must be some requirement that they be shorter than Chris.
Okay.
Because no one's ever been taller than Chris Harrison. I'm taller than Chris Harrison. I'm 5'8".
Oh, yeah, you've met Chris.
He's 5'8".
But were you
so
in heels?
You put on a kitten heel. You're no.
Okay.
He's 5'8", which my husband's 5'8". I don't know. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a 5'8" man. They're fabulous.
Yeah.
And they work really hard to prove themselves to you. I'll tell you that.
Right. Anthony's like 5'8" or 5'9".
Yeah.
It's fine.
But I'm wondering if there's a height limit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because no,
Ralph is friends with him. Text him and ask.
Wait. Do we see his feet? Is there an Apple box involved?
They were standing on the same ground, and she was in heels, and they were hugging hardcore, and he's single.
He is, yeah.
And I wondered when the choice was made, and I knew that he, for a series of conversations, really liked her and was defending her to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has some say-so in who they choose each season.
Oh, I think he's an executive producer.
Oh, he is?
Right?
Oh.
Is he?
Yeah.
He must have
some
say-so.
I got the sense that he liked her a lot, and maybe that's what swayed the decision in her direction.
Oh, you know what? If Elon's gone,
he would probably be the ranking.
Yeah, he'd be the ranking longest member of the show. So that executive producer credit, even if it was just a vanity credit for back-end or production – he would still have more say-so this year.
I was starting to get so tired and angry. And this is like what I was writing. I was like, worst episode ever. What the fuck? This episode is bullshit. Why at the mansion? Why not Latvia?
It looks like Nicholson's typing in The Shining.
And then we had to watch. Then we had to watch like the like. Then they went into not only the recap of the season, but of the episode. They recapped that episode.
Yeah.
In that episode.
I can't. I just can't. Our physical connection is off the charts. Okay, so I did enjoy her doing the dance about trying to get boned in the fantasy suites coming up and her screaming at the pigeons and like crawling on her belly.
That was
the
funny.
She's horny.
And she's losing it too.
Yeah, she's horny.
You know, Hannah, there's some scenes that no one's seen yet, not even you. Let's take a look at what happened off. When they went into the bloopers,
I started
to look around and saying, am I being punked here? This isn't an actual
Mike's
episode.
Dick came out when he broke his pants.
Were they out of footage and they needed an extra episode or something? Like, could that have been it?
I just don't know. That's my question is, it's filler. And how long after they were shooting
and
in Latvia,
what happened?
That was so that and tack it into that episode.
Just like they didn't show her going to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's a fucking disaster and loses her shit. And then they have to prop her back up and get her put on. She's got her her stress zits coming out. She's got her Marcus coming out.
Marcus.
I mean, that was kind of funny.
That was kind of funny.
The zit called Marcus. And then she's like, Marcus had a girlfriend. They're like, who's Marcus? She's like, oh, that was the name of my zit. And I also said, all you are calling, trying to mate with me. Why don't you come mate with me? Like she's just so horny.
She's only had sex like the one time.
And she claims she's only kissed five guys.
Oh,
do we believe that?
It.
Wait a minute.
I thought this was all coming up this season. She's saying, and she had said to Chris Harrison, she's had sex with people before.
Yeah,
she
said, only had sex
but
like
she
claims
just one person.
She claims that she's only kissed five people before. Can we discuss if we believe that? It feels like bullshit.
It's insane.
I don't believe that.
But Jesus still loves her.
And he said, and he goes, let's talk about sex. The marital bed should be pure. And then she was
that
like,
sounds like Nazi propaganda.
That's
so
very
crazy.
Weird.
It's so crazy.
Real quick,
yeah.
Chris Harrison does not have a producer credit for Bachelor or Bachelorette, but I swear to God he has. It has it for Bachelor in Paradise.
Great.
But I think he's a producer on it.
Bachelor in Paradise might have been his idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So he becomes the executive producer if he came up with the idea.
I mean, I just feel like he is.
I know what you guys say about him staying at the Four Seasons and stuff, but according to conversations we've had, he spends a lot of time in Video Village actually watching what's going on at the time.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Because he says, you don't see the majority of the stuff I actually have to shoot with the contestants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said they put me, they throw me in the mix all the time to talk people down, to get people back on story, to have conversations,
to try
to clarify. He says they're throwing me out there all the time. We just don't show a lot of that footage. Mm-hmm. We shoot it, but it's not included because it doesn't move the story forward.
And
at
I
all.
Think he does have producer or executive producer credit at least, because I remember seeing that being like smart man.
He would have to
smart
by now. This is
man.
The 23rd season.
Yeah. Like he has to.
Or third.
Well, it is 23rd season of
23rd season of Bachelorette.
Of Bachelor. And this is probably like the 13th season of Bachelorette.
Right. So it's 34 series.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, it's crazy. He's been doing this since 2003.
You can't not renegotiate at 7 years.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you can't sign a contract for longer than 6 years, 364 days.
I'm legit going to go back and like look, because now I'm curious if he has Bachelor or if he has a producer credit.
You said he is a producer on Paradise?
Well, it said Paradise, but not Bachelor or Bachelorette. But I feel like he is.
What about Winter Games?
It didn't say that.
Oh, my God. I watched that. Okay. Do you guys want to hear the cast? This is the safety-sanctioned cast so far of Paradise. Do you want to hear?
I do.
I'm looking so forward to Paradise. It's like
too.
A palate cleanser
Me
for what
too.
This season
I can't
has
wait.
Been.
I was enjoying it until last night. I was all in, and now I'm out.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Number one. Oh, I like this. Blake. From last season. Remember him? He made it really far with Becca. He had the school shooting. His mom fucked the gym teacher.
Right.
His mom fucked the gym teacher. He was hot.
Tragic.
I feel like women will really like him.
He's really sweet.
He's sweet and he's tall and he's handsome. We've got Meatball Bibiana. I like her. She's
Bubiana.
The Bubiana.
I love her.
I do too.
Didn't she do this with us in San Francisco?
No.
What did she do? Where did Bibiana?
We haven't gotten her yet. We haven't
gotten Bibiana.
She's that little Cuban Spitfire.
We had the We had the dolphin. We had the dolphin.
Oh, I'm looking at the. I can't see the picture from here. Okay.
Okay. So then over here. Oh, we've always be Cam. Okay, the villain. The villain.
I told you he would end up on it. That's why he was doing that.
We have. I don't see
that's Katie.
We have Katie from this season. I liked her.
Yeah, she was in Colton's season.
Okay.
We have Clay.
Oh, yeah, Clay. I thought he fell in love with somebody. I thought he was dating
someone. He was dating someone. I guess they broke up.
He was the football player that talked like Kermit the Frog but broke his wrist. He was sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, he left to go salvage his career.
Demi. She dyed her hair blonder. I love Demi.
Why didn't they pick Demi for this season?
She would have been too sassy for America.
You know what? Everybody says the reason they did this season because she was real. We're going to pick a real girl.
Yeah,
it's
pick
real
Demi.
She would have been real and funny and interesting.
Which one's Demi? Blow up that picture. I can't see her. Who is
I
that?
Can't
Which
blow it up.
That?
It's not.
She was the one this season
up.
Who was the secret agent in the van who was
mom,
like doing the inside information.
In
the
prison.
Girl from Texas.
Her mom was in prison.
The prisoner's daughter. Why didn't we get her? She was good TV.
Enormously fun.
And she also called somebody the cancer of the house.
Yes.
She's fun. She's fun.
And they put her in that surveillance van this season to find out the other guy had a boyfriend. Yeah.
And then she put her in the surveillance room
at the photo shoot.
She's fun.
She's amazing.
So
she's great television.
They knew enough to hold on to her.
Yeah.
We need her on television, but they just didn't give her the
because she's compelling television, and she is blonder. I didn't recognize her.
Yeah,
she
looks good.
I like her.
John Paul Jones!
Oh,
I did not. I felt like I didn't get enough John Paul Jones.
And they get use out of those flip-flops.
There's a part of me that's scared to wear them because then they'll get like worn down. Like I kind of want to frame them.
Okay. You need to talk to someone.
This is who? Who
that's
is
Tayshia? I love Tayshia.
How come? Tayshia. I liked her until I felt like she was. I felt rumor had it that she had a boyfriend.
She was like third.
And yeah.
They did skydiving.
Oh, okay.
She was nice and put together.
She was very sweet and too good for Colton. And that's Kevin.
Is Kevin the one that had the Revolutionary War arm cast from Rhode Island?
Yeah.
That he broke his shoulder and they put him in like an old school.
He just got sent home.
Yeah. Okay, so Kevin.
And then
so he hurt his shoulder at the rugby match? Was that him?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, my God. This guy who said he's retired from reality TV, who's done this more than
Chris Mikowski.
Okay, he's been on the show. He's like the classic. He was on Emily Maynard season.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then
Bachelor Pad.
He did Bachelor Pad. He's done so many rounds. He got drunk on camera. He humiliated his family. He went on After the Final Rose. He actually said, I'm retiring from reality television like 5 years ago, and he's back.
Yeah.
I said I retired from Jack Daniels a couple years ago, too, and I haven't put the glass down.
Oh, my God. She's fucking annoying. Nicole. She was the one that I thought was so cute, and then she was like, she was the one that cried all the time this last season.
Oh, yeah, right.
She was the one that was always fighting with people. She was crying all the time. Was she? She was from Miami.
She was
from
the cancer.
Was she Cuban? Was she Cuban?
Yeah, I think that's who Demi called the cancer of the house. So. And then Derek is on there, which makes me sad.
Oh, he and Taylor. But you know what? Emotional intelligence, he deserves better than she was tiring.
Yeah.
And he's so sweet and cute. Sydney from this season, the dancer who's not a good dancer. Wills is going back.
And Kaylin.
Oh, Wills.
Okay, who is this?
Kaylin.
Oh, Kaylin.
Kaylin, oh.
Okay,
wow.
She'll be a hit.
Kaylin.
She'll be a hit. Who's
great.
This?
Hannah
who's
G.
That? Hannah G. Oh, she'll also be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Annalise.
Why don't they pick Hannah G? Guys would have gone bonkers for her.
I agree.
I don't know if she wanted it.
Annalise
wanted to be the Bachelorette.
I liked Annalise.
Remember her and her mom were talking if they would.
I know. I'm glad she's going back. Yeah. I hope she.
She had a hard time last season.
Oh, she had,
she had that guy, that Russian guy, Camille, who was really hot and then crazy. And who's
that's
that?
Jane.
And
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
She was from Colton season. I literally think she went home like the second round.
They always do that where they'll just like pick some rando that like some producer thinks is hot. Okay, this is just so far. You know there'll be more from the cat. Like we might.
As they go. Yeah,
we
true.
Might get a Peter Pilot. We might get, what's his name that left her the notes around the
Peter
room.
Peter Pilot will not be there because he will be the Bachelor.
Okay, great.
Are we getting bad comedy bartenders this year? We're not doing that again, are we?
I think Wells we probably are.
Wells
I think
is there. Chris Harrison tweeted a video.
Wells is there.
Oh,
yeah.
For F's sake.
Yeah.
Will
yeah.
they go on Jorge's Torres?
They always do because they feel badly.
I love Jorge.
Me too. More Jorge, less.
I loved Jorge.
Bad sketch comedy behind the bar.
Love Jorge.
Will you guys help me pick a tweet of the week? Is there anything else we want to say? I mean, this was like, there's not that much to say this episode. What are we hoping for? Who do you think is going to win?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking Luke P the whole time, but now I just don't know how she can continue to avoid the fact that they have nothing to say to each other and it sucks being around him. So I'm hoping it will be Tyler.
She seems like she doesn't like Luke. Like
she doesn't
seems
even
like, she
like
wants
him.
To fuck
she
him?
Can't stop herself.
Yeah,
but he's not.
But she
enjoyable.
Keeps trying to fix him. She keeps trying to give him another chance to say the whatever magical right thing she needs to hear in order for her to be fully in love with him.
She just needs to go to the fantasy suite where his dick will not work because he's on steroids.
Yeah, he's got that steroid jaw for sure. He's like
dude,
Schwarzenegger.
His balls are shriveled up in his body, and he can't come. Guarantee fucking to you. He's on roids. And she just needs to like try to fuck him and then be very disappointed and leave him.
Mm. But Jesus will still love her, even after she has sex.
Actually, no, he can't.
That's right.
That's why he doesn't want to sex.
He has to keep the marital bed pure, and because his penis.
Oh my God, that's
amazing. Absolutely.
I still think Jed, despite the whole thing that came out about him wanting to be. Have his music career furthered. He got on the show and he said, you know, when I first got here, I was doing
it
for my music career.
I agree with
you. But now I fall in for
you. He might have a girlfriend.
That part.
No, he left his girlfriend to go on the show.
He left her behind when he left the show.
I don't like that.
I'm not saying he's a great guy. I'm just saying who I think would end up at
the end. I don't like that. They did. They spent the. I don't like that.
He called her when he got to L.A.
I don't like that.
Right before he gave his phone away.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Will you guys help me pick a tweet of the week? I'm going to do two more than normal because this episode was so horrible and people's tweets were pretty funny. So we're going to narrow it down to two and then we'll pick the top one.
All right.
Number one, Lacey Joe G at Lacey _ Joe. Chris Harrison, he has a ring in his pocket right now. He is ready to propose to you. He went out and got a ring. He demanded to see you. He is fully convinced you are his wife. That man is me.
That's funny.
That's funny. Mike Martin at Mike Martin PhD. Chris Harrison. Hey, what's up, Hannah? They woke me up and said you were crying.
Funny.
Jenny Hunt at Venezuela. Is there something I'm missing? Does Luke P get to become a real boy or some? Or, sorry, take two. Jenny Hunt at Venezuela. Is there something I'm missing? Does Luke P get to become a real boy or something if he's chosen? She must know the secret. Okay, great. Jim Scott at Jim Bob's Masama. The Bachelorette is recapping the shit we already saw tonight. Better things I could think of watching tonight. Garrett hitting golf balls. Luke P. fighting himself in a mirror like a parakeet. Literally anything else.
That's funny.
Like a parakeet.
Fantasy football Kim at Fantasy FP Gal Kim. When the Bachelorette episode starts recapping the current episode, I'm hoping Shower Jesus makes an appearance at this point to rapture me away from this nonsense. Sydney, at best Sydney 14, this episode is Marcus.
Marcus.
I thought that was clever. Like that That's a clever
Nobody
one.
Likes a Marcus.
Boy,
nobody
likes a Marcus. People are inspired.
Okay, here's Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. I can't imagine wanting to get dicked down so bad by a dude that I constantly ignore his aggressiveness, his possessive, his shitty personality, and him being 5'6".
Oh, height slam, height shaming.
I don't like that height shaming.
There's height shaming going on.
Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Oh, great. The woman in the strapless, pantyless, hip-rise white purity gown is here to tell her 20 boyfriends about a Bible verse from her burning bush.
That's pretty strong.
Oh, my God. Okay, narrow it down to two. What pops out
Shit,
of your brain?
That is tough. That last one is
burning bush.
Crafted
okay,
beautifully.
That's
my
bush.
Vote.
That okay, is a wait. Wordsmith.
Okay, all right. Then I'm gonna start. Or do we like
and
That
I
Man
liked,
Is
I
Me?
I like The Man Is
one?
Me.
Okay.
The Chris Harrison
all
one
right,
at the top,
so we're
too.
Start
the bookends,
top two. Okay, bookend. First one, Lacey Joe G at Lacey underscore Joe. Chris Harrison, he has a ring in his pocket right now. He is ready to propose to you. He went out and got a ring. He demanded to see you. He is fully convinced you are his wife. That man is me.
That's beautiful.
Very good.
That's
so
really good.
Good.
And Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Oh, great. The woman in the strapless, pantyless, hip-rise, white purity gown is here to tell her 20 boyfriends about a Bible verse from her burning bush.
Yes. That's, oh, man.
Bible verse, burning bush, or like, That Man Is Me.
I like That Man Is Me.
I got to go with burning bush. You take a shot against organized religion, you're going to have me on your side every time.
Yeah. I'm going to let Padgett decide so it's not an even thing. So you get to pick.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure.
I'm going to pick.
Yeah.
Burning bush.
Yay! Burning bush!
That was some word crafting.
Yeah. Baseball one. Oh, great. The woman in the strapless, pantyless, hip-rise, white purity gown is here to tell her 20 boyfriends about a Bible verse from her burning bush.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
I mean, it's almost a poem.
It is.
He did
That's
it again.
Someone worked
he always,
on that.
You know, and he is going to come
economy
do,
of words.
He and Cheyenne Constant are going to come do a bonus episode
nice.
With us.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here are some fun reviews. We got a bunch of good reviews. Like us on iTunes. It's 5 stars. Will you accept this 5-star review from Golden Grime? This podcast is hands down the highlight of my week. It perfectly satisfies my need to unpack every insane episode of the Bachelor universe, and it's the closest thing I can get to being best friends with Arden and the gang.
Aww.
Oh, yay. That's nice. 5 stars. Rapster. Love this pod. I give it all my roses. I've been listening since the start, and I just adore the daylight out of Arden and all the other pistols that join a retweet to provide outstanding snark about my dirty TV watching secret. Do yourself a favor and get subscribed. Guys, I have
a really quick question.
Yes, please.
The guy who is going to propose, who has the ring in his pocket, that's Luke, right?
Of course
yes,
it is.
Of course
obviously it is.
Yeah.
My friends were like, maybe it's Garrett. And I was like,
no.
While he was
no
saying
one's that
they cut to... They cut to Mike in an elevator.
And they cut to Garrett.
I was like, what?
That's a mislead. That's a mislead. That's a classic mislead.
That's their edit salad that they try to make us eat so we don't know what's going
to
happen.
I did like that how badly she wants to fuck 3 guys. Like, she is, like, openly so horny.
That coming up with Tyler looks like conception on that table. He's wearing, like...
Oh, my God. That was exciting.
He's wearing, like, Baywatch shorts. The orange short.
Yeah, he's hot as shit.
Shorts.
Are they in like a sauna or a jacuzzi? What
it looked like a sauna. I think he's the hottest contestant they have ever had.
He's just, he could be Bachelor too. But like, and she even says at one point, ooh, it's the fantasy suite. It's like,
yeah.
She so cannot
excited.
Wait.
Yeah.
Who's the final
ready.
Four? And who's going to hometowns? Who's going to fantasy suite? I say hometowns. We have Luke P. We have Tyler. We have Jed. Mike?
Peter Pilot?
Mike? Is she going to go all Caucasian hometown?
Garrett?
It looks like Mike makes it far. They were making it seem like in the coming ups that Mike makes it far.
And that drama scene with him in the elevator makes me think that something happens during one of the major events towards the end.
So who are hometowns? We have
Peter Pilot we know is hometown.
How?
Really?
Well, don't tell me that.
No, in the coming ups, they show him like in a car with like condoms in there. And she like makes a joke about what do you think was going to happen. That looked like hometowns.
Oh, no.
Right?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I don't want. I just don't. I'm sure he's That's fine, not, but I
mean,
I don't
they
know.
Showed it. ABC showed it.
It doesn't pique my interest.
I like
Peter. Peter doesn't.
No, I would say I think hometowns will be Luke.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Jed.
Jed and Mike. I don't want Peter, but it's probably going to be Peter. But yeah. that would be
how,
my four.
How bad
choice.
Do you think that Luke is going to yell at his mom when they show it?
Yeah. Fucking Janice, I told you. You should have starched my pink lined jacket. He's the worst.
More out of protein powder.
Do you think those are the four hometowns?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Who do you think are the fantasy suites? Who's she going to cut?
Mike.
I think Mike's going to get cut. Maybe that's the sullen, long, slow elevator ride down.
Unfortunately, I think Mike is going to get cut.
And then who's the final two? Tyler and Luke?
Like polar fucking opposites.
So Jed gets cut. Or is it Jed and Luke? Jed and Luke?
I think maybe Jed and Luke.
Jed and Luke look so similar.
And then
Jed gets cut or this story wouldn't have come out.
No, it would come out.
The girlfriend spilled the beans. The girlfriend
that stood up
when he came home, she ran into him randomly at a bar.
Yeah.
He was by
so
himself.
She took, like, reality
and she lost her mind, so she put the story out there into the world.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Part of me wants to look at spoilers.
Don't.
Never wanted to do it before.
Don't do it. We
don't
are spoiler
free. We're on this journey together.
We're on this journey.
Are you here for the right reasons, though?
I am.
Yes.
Hanging out in my garage
it's
with people that I love. Yeah.
We are
like so
each other's
curious.
Soulmates. We can weather this storm.
Well, that's what I feel like. I mean, this terrible show has brought me my only hobby. And and it's brought me my friend. I already knew you guys, but not like now you're my friend. Like, you've never hung out in my garage before except for when I trapped you there in a cage.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You were kind enough to let me out.
Right. Well, your wife was like, "Where'd you go?" Yeah. And I was like, "All right, this is fucked up on me. He's got a wife and family."
That's why she chipped me, so she can find me at any time. Just that chip in the back of my neck, she can hunt me down.
You are a rascal.
Well, Arden, I have a ring in my pocket.
Oh my god!
I came all this way.
Oh my god! Is it a purity ring? Do you want me to never have sex again?
Yes. Let's keep our marital bed pure.
Will you please never have sex?
Never having sex together.
Guys, where can people find you? What do you want to promote? Ralph has a great podcast. It's so fun. Have you done it?
She has.
I did.
Padgett
was
an amazing guest. You've both been wonderful guests on my show.
I love your podcast.
He's an incredible interview.
Have you had Steve Heitner on? He loves you.
I haven't had Heitner yet. We've been talking about it. We're going to make it. I just did Breckin Meyer this week.
He seems like a nice guy.
He's one of my favorite people. So he'll be on the show coming up. Seth MacFarlane. We're going to have Seth MacFarlane on the show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
have you recorded that already?
Not yet, no.
You're so likable. You're so charming. You're so good at what you do. You put so much effort into your podcast. You're not just like me who records it and puts it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's my job now, so I gotta make it sound good.
But I mean, like, you really, you're just such a lovely guy.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's called The Ralph Report, and you can find it at patreon.com, patreon.com/TheRalphReport.
Speaking of Patreon, if you guys are like, guys, I hate this season, guess what? There's a whole other season to watch that's the most fun season ever, Bachelor in Paradise Australia. We are recapping. There's a way to watch it. If you Google it, there's just places to find it. You know, just do some like deep sea diving and you can find links for it. And it's the most fun girl on girl action, falling in love, like bisexual ladies. Like, is it going to be a guy? Is it going to be a girl? It's so fun. I love it. People are falling in love. It's a blast.
Hmm.
Padgett, where can people find you? What do you want to promote?
I have DuckTales.
Great.
Woo-hoo. Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
I don't think I've talked to you since that happened.
DuckTales is airing, I think, on Disney Channel.
Great.
And a bunch of BoJack Horsemans are coming.
That's fun. What do you play?
I play a fast-talking pig.
I would cast you as that.
A pig reporter.
I bet.
I'm starting recording Bird Girl.
Yes.
It's now a spinoff of Harvey Birdman, and I'm Bird Girl, and we're going to start recording those soon.
That's
so
exciting.
That'll be out in a year.
Got it. I loved you on that show. I loved that show in general. I'm so glad you're getting that spinoff. It's going to be
hilarious.
That's
fun. I played a horny badger once. A horny beaver. A horny badger. I don't know.
Badger or a beaver?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
Coco, take off your vest. Anyway, that was from Fame, guys. It's from Fame. Back in the day, the original. Mm-hmm. Listen, I will be on Insatiable Season 2. We just finished shooting, so they have to edit it all, but it'll come out sometime before the end of the year. And I'm writing a book, fuckers. So it'll be out next year, but I'm busy hunkering down and writing a book.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah, straight out of Little Compton. Beep, beep. That's what it's called.
I still want to write the series where I get to play the police chief.
Oh, my God. Let's do that.
He's the best thing ever.
It's even better than you even know. It's well.
When you write the book and it becomes a huge hit, then right. you can sell the TV rights, and then I can play the.
I love
the,
it. I would. You could be that.
I can play the chief,
and you get it's put into your contract that you get to wear your uniform as a sweatshirt with cut off sleeves and a T-top car that you drive around.
Absolutely.
In. Oh, yeah. I love that kind of that chief of police.
That's the chief,
and that was literally written into his contract. Not even a joke. All right, guys. Do we miss anything, Katie?
No, that's it.
Katie, we love you. You're the best. And by the way, you do edit this. I'm not trying to say you don't. I'm not trying to belittle Katie.
I know what you're saying.
I'm not, but we don't edit.
A lot of hard work goes into this show.
It does. And we don't edit, but we don't edit it into five different episodes for a week, you know.
Right.
But there's a lot of hard work. I'm not
belittling. And a lot of love.
Katie and Anna worked their asses off on the show. Can I just say, both of them worked their asses off.
I love this show.
We love doing
it. So much fun.
I hope you get your Riga. I really do. I hope you get your Riga Latvia next week. I think you will.
I want you to.
Sounds like a Starbucks drink.
It'll start. You ordered the Riga Latvia? Now we're in Finland. And I go, damn it.
Do you want to know how many late night texts these women have gotten from me? The amount of texts that these women, and I also can't see and I can't type, so I use Siri and I don't autocorrect, so it's just insane. It's a disaster.
I've learned how to read
it's these poor hardworking ladies. It's a disaster. I'm an insomniac. I can't type or see, and I was like, Siri, blah, 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 and it's just like awful things come
I've learned how to read Arden because of it. I figure it out.
Do you get a decoder ring when you're growing up?
Yeah.
I'm so dyslexic. I probably did not even know you had any spelling errors.
No, it's the gist of it anyway. It's because I do Siri. I can't even see it. My eyes are terrible.
Wow.
Guys, listen, you can call me John Paul Jones. In conclusion, this has been a joy. The highlight was you guys, my presence, and my pride outfit. I'll miss you. Come back for a better episode, please.
And those were great tweets. I do like the adversity of that episode inspired such great.
I also loved this episode. I love the simplicity of this episode. Is Marcus?
Yes,
that was very
clean.
Also concise.
I heard Hannah. They woke me up and told me you were crying.
I know. It's so good. Everything synced. Okay? It's so good.
Those were great.
It's so
tweets.
Good. Well, you want to play us out, Katie?
Yes.
All right, you guys. Is Luke going to win?
Yeah. Hopefully not.
I think he is.
It would be the perfect ending for me for what this season has been if
you
he
want,
did.
You
it would
want
be like
win.
The ultimate
you want
Hindenburg in New Jersey season of The Bachelor.
I think you're right.
Stop watching.
I think you're right. And they know it. And ABC's trying to do damage control because she picked her puss picked him.
I'll tell you what would happen, though, if that happened afterwards. First of all, they won't get married.
No.
Second of all, they'll both go on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, for sure.
Next year.
That would make Bachelor in Paradise great. Let's see the silver lining in this.
You know what? He would be like Chad, who shits himself by the pool and then insults
Chris
Harrison.
Picks a fight with Chris Harrison.
Yes. He would hurt someone.
No, he's crazy.
He would like try to drown someone in the ocean.
That screaming in the guy's face.
That rage
up,
we haven't even seen yet. Yeah.
Points to...
Yeah. At Garrett. That. And then watching him pick like little Luke up. My brother was a slight guy. The thought of Luke was a nice guy. He's a political consultant. He was tall, but he was slim. He's not a thug. He's not on steroids. And he just threw him at like a rag doll for no reason.
Yeah,
what a psycho.
He came at me. He came at me with his hands. He had hands.
He's the worst. I hate that guy. All right, everybody. I love you. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. Just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.